honk if you're horny.
Booty cheeks. Ah. Yep. Get that loaded question, man. Let's get there.
What's your dream sports job?
Mission. 7-minute mission.
Dorking around, waiting to pay people.
Got everything you need. New, old, pre-order, exclusive, back catalog, front catalog, side catalog, Nudie Magazine Day, J&J has it.
Shaving Ryan.
got trophies probably, right? We got to hit those trophies, Tropical.
Savio is terrible. Nobody likes Savio.
Don't you pick a fight with me over Rancho Loco because I will effing kill you. In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Rain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots episode 115. I am Handsome Kevin, and I am with my ginger bear, my island boy, the man who looks out for me when maybe I can't look out for myself. K&R Security, HK Security. The friend above friends, and not just because he's tall. I'm talking about Tropical. Tropical, how are you, my man?
Ollie's. Like I was toasted in the corner with a perspective of across all of the people in the crowded room there. It was just like, all right, I have three, maybe four people that, you know, catch this chair and grab Kevin and out the door. That was the mindset of, all right, you know, if this goes sideways, we're ready. Like, plan in place.
Oh man, oh
like,
man.
Jesse, I'm gonna need you to stand this way, like just out of my way. I don't want to step on you. Like it's
oh boy, what a wild time. What a wild time. For anybody that we'll get right into that, Tropical. We should probably talk that a little bit. Tropical made his way up here to Minnesota. Tropical and Double T came out. We did a little birthday celebration. Thank you guys. Thank both you and Double T for coming out, man. I was so happy you guys were able to make it. Loved having you here. Really appreciated the time I was able to spend with you guys and kind of show you at least a little bit of what we got going on out here, which I know, you know, for you guys from the big city isn't much, but I love it out here, man. I absolutely love it out here. A little birthday celebration. Did not go as I had thought it was going to go for myself. Night got away from me, Tropical. Night got away from me. I didn't expect that. But as Molly said before we even left, get ready to be effed up. And unfortunately, that is what happened for me, Tropical. But I wanted to ask you, man, your first time out in Minnesota. Like I say, obviously we didn't. You saw a little portion of it. You didn't see the whole thing. You got to see what I see every day.
Yeah.
What'd you think, man?
I really enjoyed my time. You and Molly were gracious enough to allow us into your home around Bailey. You know, that's a big deal. Bailey's a sweetheart. That is their dog for anybody that is not tracking on that. Bailey's just a wonderful little pooch that very happy. Like, once she got used to us, very happy to see us every time we were there. And Kevin does a little too much trying to make her earn a treat. I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin. You could calm it down. Like, you don't have to go through all of the tricks. You could alternate them some, just where, you know.
Sometimes she works harder, Tropical. Got to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't aware of Saturday night how many cookies she got from Uncle Al over here, though.
Come here, baby. Good girl.
You want another cookie? Come on. Let's go get another.
It doesn't surprise me, man. She's a well-behaved.
This is the best.
She's definitely the best dog I've ever had. Super well-behaved, and she's a good listener too.
Yeah, she's very smart. Very impressed. But yeah, we had a great time. Being that close to the grumpy old men church, that was something. Oh wow, that is really close. You know, and everything. Yeah. You know, actually walking to it, like that was a nice morning. Like that was a good morning walk. There was some icicles in the beard at some point, but I mean, that's nothing. Like it was pleasant, clean, clear air, you know, traffic didn't run us over. So that's a plus.
Always. Always.
But yeah, very nice. Had a good time. Mall of America was that's a big place.
Just yeah, it is. Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, fun trip. Good to hang out with you, Double T. Got to meet Duke in person. That was
a trip.
Yeah. We were very much like, I remember Matt, that was the whole thing we got there for your birthday party. Like, I can't wait for Duke to get here. It was, I'm starving. Like, we hadn't ate yet. And I can't wait for Duke to get here. Like, I don't want to drink anything until I eat something. But I can't wait for Duke to get here.
Duke's great, man. Duke's absolutely fantastic. Glad that you guys, like I said, we went kind of, I enjoyed Saturday, or Friday especially, man. Just being able to kind of show you guys around. And I was trying to explain to Molly, I said this Stillwater is a town that we visited, which is kind of a border town between Minnesota and Wisconsin here. And big, you know, a lot of tourism usually in that little town. And I was trying to explain Molly, like, how it might be adjacent to, was it Westfield that we go to in Jersey?
Yeah.
Like, Westfield is Stillwater on steroids, essentially. A lot more, you know, I guess, games and things like that to do. But stopped at a couple of the spots that we love down there and got to go to the distillery, which was nice. And, yeah, just a good time, man. Just a good time. I know that you had primed the pump with some get off the lawn here, Tropical. And we'll probably slide right into that maybe here. Don't beat up my town too much.
Well, I'll start in Huntsville because driving home a lot lately with the new imports, we'll say, as far as like people moving to Huntsville, just like crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Get behind, like we take up some alternate routes here and there, but we're on Bailey Cove, which is, you know, a road that runs kind of in front of our house there, or in front of our neighborhood, I should say. There's a Miata driving, weaving all over the road, has a marquee in the back window. Honk if you're horny.
I love it.
Like a rolling marquee light. Honk if you're
horny. It's the,
yeah,
the
okay. Not a bumper sticker. No.
Like
it's a rolling marquee in the back window. But they're weaving all over the road. They're like cutting people off. And the traffic is like, you know, basically pick the lane that you're going to have to turn out of, you know, at this time of the day and just kind of ride the wave. Like it's not going to be any better in the other lane. They're weaving all over the place. They're going up behind cars, like tailgating them and weaving like this. Mm-hmm. Saw them on the parkway too for the little bit we were there. And then on Bailey, it just stayed too bad.
Was anybody honking?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
I think they all read that and was like, nope, not honking at this guy.
Not even one, huh? Son of a gun. One.
So, flying out of Nashville, go to the line, and they start the whole gimmick of, I was zone 6 on the way out.
Okay.
Zone 6 is out of 8 on a Delta flight. So I'm like,
yeah,
probably ought to go ahead and just plan to check the bag while I'm here, and mm-hmm. I can do that. They'll check it for free, and it will be there when I get there. Because mm-hmm. like, they're taking it out of the jetway and putting it right on the plane, shoving it right in there.
Yeah. One of the last ones, too. So usually one of the first couple few that comes out.
Yeah. Well, she had already said if anyone would like to check their bags, I didn't even hesitate. I was just like, yep, I'll go do that. And she said, oh, thank you, sir. Well, as they start boarding zone 6, we've been told by the flight attendants that all of the overhead compartments are full. So everyone without a carry-on bag will need to check it at the gate mm-hmm. and leave it at the end of the jetway.
Yeah.
And all the people like having to do that and complaining and things like that. And the lady's just like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, 'cause I'd already checked mine. Like, hey,
right.
Already got the tag. Just scan me in. I'll go down. I'm going to follow the rules.
Yep.
But there's a lady there with a little yappy dog in a bag. And like when they start boarding, You know, it's usually people that need extra assistance, people in wheelchairs, people. You sign up for this and get a justification from the airport, and you can get on the plane first because it's going to take you some time to get down there, and they're trying to expedite the process of getting people on and off the plane.
Of course.
And once the herd comes, like, there's no turning back. Like, you can't get a wheelchair back off that plane.
Right.
You know, when you're bogged down, like, you will not get a wheelchair back off the plane. So, she's just standing there in the middle of those people, like, and having the people are having to walk around her. Well, then they start boarding active military zone one. And lady's just standing there with her dog. And I saw her say to a lady, well, if I just stand here, they just let me on the plane. Like, she was zone seven.
But that's behind you, Tropical.
Correct. But if I just stand here and be enough of a nuisance, they'll just let me on. Just to
hater.
Yeah, hater. With their little yappy dog.
Yep. What a shot.
The airport at Minnesota. Guess who's back, Kevin?
Did she ask you for directions at the airport, Tropical? You weren't
no.
there.
I upgraded at the airport. Like, me and Double T got to talking. He had tried to upgrade. Yeah, I upgraded. It's a mistake, Kevin.
Oh no,
it was a mistake. I don't want to fly like otherwise anymore. Like, it was so nice. So my legs are not touching the seat in front of. Like, what do I do?
What did you go all the way with the upgrade?
First seat on the
plane. Oh boy, gotcha.
1A.
You're in trouble now, Tropical. Flights got more expensive.
Yeah, it was so nice. Had room in the seat. The gentleman next to me was pleasant. We both reacted at the same time to poor Cam Scatterboo's injury. Like, whoa! Foot's not supposed to go that way, man. That's real bad. But when he is on the ground and giving it one of those, like, sub me out.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, especially for him, because that mother F is tough as nails.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come out. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine. But yeah, when he picked up his foot, that was the time I saw it, and the foot was pointed in an angle at which it should not be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yep, he's done. Like, it's, we'll see you next year, hopefully, Cam. Like, it's real bad.
Yeah.
NFL officiating just in general right now, like the inconsistency, like that can get off the line. That's another. But yeah, that lady at the terminal with her yappy little dog in the bag, yeah, two times, get off the line. This is for Double T. Red lights on ramps in Minnesota. Like, there's red lights on the on ramps. He's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
No, it's you and Tropical. You know that it's not worse than those Jersey jug handles that they got out there.
Well, it caught us off guard, like the red lights in, you know, on the on ramps. I get it; it's to alleviate bogging down and the flow of traffic, you know, mm-hmm. from, you know, just cocking everything up there, you know, at the end of the day. I still am curious of how they decide, like, who goes first. Like, do you have to?
Oh no, they alternate.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if you're the first two pulling up at the same time? Who goes first, Kevin?
Whatever light isn't red, Tropical. They alternate.
I didn't know there was two lights. Yeah. I only saw the one, Kevin.
Yeah, there's one on each side, Tropical.
Okay. I got you. That does make more sense, but the red lights on the on ramps, that's just for Double T. I know that blew his mind. He'll take his Jersey jug handles, you know.
Ugh, those are horrible, Tropical.
Matt's best friend, that's for Matt. If you know, you know. Spartan kicked somebody down the stairs of Rancho Loco. Rancho Loco can get off my lawn.
You can eat a shit.
We order. Guess whose order they forget?
Oh, Tropical, let me.
Don't even have it.
No, 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 no.
Had to ask me three times, Kevin.
No, Tropic Out, because you know what had happened. You know what had happened is that some people there decided to order different things, and some people just said yes when they brought food out. So once you start, and I don't know if you ever worked in food, Tropical, but once you start that process where you're bringing things out and people are grabbing wrong plates and people are ordering other things and grabbing the wrong plates from what they ordered, then the whole thing gets twisted. The whole nutsack gets twisted. That is not there. That's not on them. That's on us.
Yeah. They gave my plate to Matt's best friend.
Okay.
Because I heard it and I'm like, this guy. And oh, that's fine.
So Tropical,
right.
and I was going to say, there's more than one person that grabbed a plate that they didn't order. It was, that's not on them.
I just wanted to twist the knife and kick Rancho Loco off just for you. Just, kind of
kick you square in your ball bag.
Matt and Duke didn't get what they ordered.
Did they get something to effing eat, Tropical? did they get a free damn meal? All right.
And then, the women's volleyball on the TV, Matt's like, why ain't they got football on? Who wants to watch this? Kevin? that was Matt's take.
Yep.
it was a fun time though. Like, very entertaining conversation. Like, I feel like if we would have had Ted and Duke there, like at the table together, like that would have been the place to be.
Yeah.
Like, Matt and I had a great time, great conversations with people, set beside Petey. Got to meet Petey there.
Petey's a great man. Petey's a real good man.
His wife, lovely human being. KT's like on the fringe of this lawn thing because she was sitting beside us and then gets up and leaves us. Like, sets beside us, then I don't want to sit beside these two guys. I've been around them too much.
KT's great too.
KT describing to us, like, those tattoos that she described to us that her friend did with the rolling pin, that's off the lawn. Like, that's sounds like a horrible idea.
Well, is the tattoo applicator
the tattoo in
the
general
line, or the person the getting
tattoo
the
tattoo in general?
Gotcha. Yeah.
But KT was phenomenal. Like, she's welcome anytime. I still love this tattoo.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I try not to go too hard in the paint on this, but yeah, I just wanted to kick Rancho Loco off just for you, just to.
Bad idea, Tropical. Bad idea.
Matt said Bad that idea. He's like, yeah, I could see eating here maybe once a week, but I'm not going to be offended if it wasn't once a week. Who better go to Ollie's?
No, I was at Rancho Loco last night, and I'll tell you what, I actually ordered an extra meal to take home so I could have Rancho Loco today. Love it, man. Love it. It's my favorite place. They came over. They all came over, started talking, making sure everything was good with the party there and all that. And they're so good, man. They're so good. They had the mariachi going, and I love that mariachi, man. Love that mariachi. And when they saw me kind of bouncing around to the mariachi, what they did for me? Didn't even say anything. Just kind of turned it up a little bit for me. Mm-hmm. You like that mariachi? I know we like. Oh yeah, I love that mariachi, man. Let's dance. Let's get groovy with the mariachi.
Matt, I will share his disappointment. We did not, when we went Friday, because I know Saturday there was the birthday party, so there's a lot of moving pieces. But Friday we went just the four of us, you and Molly, Matt and I.
Yeah,
and Matt was highly disappointed in that. Like, and I know he shared it on the Wizards, like,
which I don't understand.
Norm from Cheers.
Well, but they were
walked in like they're not Kevin. Like every it wasn't that.
But they were a couple of things. Tropical. One, they were busy, and those mugs, they work hard. They make sure everything is moving. Everybody's getting taken care of.
I will give them that. They never stopped.
That they are some of the hardest working people in the restaurant business I've ever seen. So, like, why would they, like, I don't expect them when I stop in everybody to stop and hug me. They got people to take care of. I am now just part of that. Like, I'm getting taken care of. The manager Carlos came over. He shook my hand. He talked to us for a while. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Who was
Jose stopped by?
He changed his shift to work your birthday party.
Jose. He's amazing.
Top shelf. Like,
yeah.
He was the one that whenever I didn't have that, like, came to me. What did you get?
Yep.
Have it to you. Like, it was less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Had it to me.
Jose is,
I don't know if
he
we
is.
Stole somebody else's plate. Right? But he had it to me.
Yeah. No, Jose is fantastic. It was funny last night when we were there, we were talking just a little bit about the party and all that kind of stuff. And Molly actually, cause they did like a separate menu for all of us. And when Jose asked her at the party what she wanted to eat, Molly picked up that special menu and he goes, no, you order from whatever you want. And he started giving other people, like, just order what you want from the regular, you know what I mean? So I think he wanted to make sure people was taken care of. And there was obviously some, you know, a little bit of confusion there just based on people taking different plates and things like that. But they're fantastic, man. They're absolutely fantastic. I've been there before where Jose and Elmer and Yuri, they just sat down in the booth with me and hung out. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, I love those guys, man. Absolutely phenomenal place. I'd say if I didn't grab an extra meal for myself for today, I would have went back there today. Love it. Love it, Tropical. Your lawn is cleared, Tropical?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good. Okay. All right. Well, Tropical, I'm going to start with this. Booty cheeks. Now, I'm not kicking booty cheeks off because, you know what, damn it, I love some booty cheeks.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. But when we were getting our tattoos on Saturday, we were informed by KT, lovely tattoo artist, phenomenal, phenomenal lady, that one of her younger clients, and I believe the kid was, what, 19, 20, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Referred to a documentary that she had watched as booty cheeks.
Yeah.
And that was a bad thing. Where have we gotten, Tropical, in the language? Where have we now landed where booty cheeks is slang for bad? It doesn't even make sense, Tropical. It doesn't make sense at all. Booty cheeks equals good, right? And as long as we've been around, booty cheeks is good. So why is booty cheeks now bad, Tropical? Explain this to me. I need you to explain this to me.
I'm trying to understand the lingo of the kids today. Like, you know, the 6-7 stuff. Like, I got no idea. Riz, booty cheeks, like all these things. I'm not hip. And I do love the meme of Pauly Shore from, was it?
Yeah, don't tax my gig so hardcore, Cruster.
Yeah.
But like, that made sense. Like, if you actually like broke it down, you're like, okay, that connects to that. That makes sense. That connects to that. That makes sense. That connects to that. Makes sense. Booty cheeks doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, it's just their description, their lingo today that, I don't know, that the kids want to murder the English language, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. I did not enjoy that documentary. It wasn't well done.
Right. That works.
I leave no doubt as to my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That doc was booty cheeks, man.
No!
Yeah.
It was not. Because, like, right away in my mind, I'm like, ah, man, I should go check that out. Right?
Like, is booty cheeks in the documentary? What?
It's like, yeah. Sign me up. What is it? Netflix gimmick? Like, let me know. Yeah. So that can get off my lawn. I'm just going to go ahead and throw myself off the lawn, Tropical, because I'm sure that there's a handful of people that deserve an apology and for something that, I don't know, man. I don't know. The night got away from me. That was not my intent, not my plan. I have no idea. I even said it beforehand, Tropical. You heard me. I said, you know, I'm going to have just one or two mojitos, right? And after Rancho Loco, everybody just hang out, right? It'll be nice and peaceful and calm. And I asked Molly, I said, what the hell happened? I said, because I know it probably wasn't me going, everybody come out, because I would never say that. And she goes, you were at a point where it was like, you were at the why not point, and I was at the point of everybody come over. And I went,
yeah.
Gotcha. Because that is not, I mean, because normally I just go, no, I'm good.
I cannot count the times that you were told, Kevin, sit down, like, at the bar stool. Because you were trying to back up to the stairs that went downstairs. Kevin, sit down. Sit down. No, Kevin, sit down.
And you don't meet drop
about 10 minutes just beside me. Like, you're like, man, I really appreciate you coming out. You hug me, and I'm just holding you at the edge of the stairs. Like, no, Kevin, we're just going to hang out here.
And, like, you know me, like, I don't really drink. You know what I mean? Like, I have my one mojito a week at dinner. And like I said, before we even left, Molly said, get ready to get effed up. And boy, she wasn't lying. I wasn't ready. So I'm just going to go ahead and kick myself off my lawn for that, because that's not my thing, man. That's not what I like, right? I like hanging out, maybe having, you know, if I'm having a bunch of people over, I don't have a bunch of people. Having a couple of beers with you and Double T. Perfect for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's my pace. Having like one Mario mojito Dahl. At ranch. Yeah. Oh, love it. Yeah, I'm in on that. Not shots and shots and shots and shots. And look at me.
I got to give you the tip of the cap, because where you were Saturday and on 9 holes of Mario Golf to just shoot a 1 over. That's pretty good, Kevin. It's pretty good.
I'll tell you this, Tropical. I don't remember shooting golf on Saturday. So hats off to me. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
What a mess. What a damn mess. I'd like to welcome you to my lawn, Tropical, man, because thank you for looking out for me. I appreciate that. I know I got big friends for a reason, Tropical. J-Bo, Double T, Tropical, man, I appreciate you guys so much, because I never wanted to get, that was not a territory I wanted to be in, but I couldn't have a better group of guys around me for being in that territory, man. Rough.
Well, rough. I will say this, Double T and I were having a ball. He had those touch tunes, and they had that at Ollie's, as he calls Ollie's, the 25-minute Dream Theater song that he played. Just laughing. He's like, it's still going.
Well, it's yeah, a lot of fun. I know this is get off my lawn. I don't have much to kick off the lawn, man. I had a great week with you guys. Great time, you guys coming out.
You got a nice belt. That was awesome.
Ooh, boy. Save that for trophs. Ooh, boy.
You outkicked your coverage, sir. Like, you're... When your wife came to me, like, of this, like, hey, I've got an idea. I want to do this. What do you think I should do? I said, let me get back to you. I've got to look up the episode we did this.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic, man. Fantastic. What was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, yeah, Tropical. Double T's already said, you guys come to my place for the barbecue. We come to your place for your birthday. So I'm just going to let you know. About 12 months.
Make plans. That's what you're saying.
Jersey Cow Jesse's also already committed.
I would say that with our, like, families and everything, like, Ollie's would be an interesting time, and the amount of immaculate grids, like, that would just break out in the middle of nowhere of that. No, it's not that one. It's, you know, like, yeah. That. I do regret we didn't break that out with J-Bo more.
Yeah, well, he knows what he's doing when it comes to that stuff, man. Make plans, my man. Make plans, because I know, like I say, Double T is already locked in, and Jersey Cow Jesse, he said he'll be there. So I'm gonna put you on the spot and say you better be there. August in Jersey, October in Minnesota, my man. But that's all I got, man. It's kind of nice. It's kind of cool to look back and just be like, man, I got some really good friends, and I'm appreciative of that. And I'm just going to welcome all my great friends to my lawn. And that's all I got, man. Booty cheeks off the lawn, you know, all that kind of stuff off the lawn. But, man, I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling grateful. So yeah, it's a happy lawn, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm just not upset right now.
The fact that I still love that Double T was like, KT, take one more drink and then go get your tattoo gun. Anything you want. Dealer's choice. It's like, I've always wanted to try this. Like, do it.
Oh, maybe next time out, right? Maybe next time out.
She's good. Before we these are some of the cleanest lines I've ever seen, like in fairness. Like,
I was going to say, before we hop into the question, because I know we got to get to the question, but I love her work. Your tattoo turned out fantastic. So, like, your tattoo turned out so good, I'm thinking about asking you to size it down so I can get it on me. Like, that's how fantastic it is. Like, then I got my Tropical, my actual Tropical tat. It's so good. And I was going to text you yesterday when I was thinking about it. Like, how is she feeling, you know, today? Because KT she's got such a, her line work is so nice, and she's got such a soft touch. Like, it looks so good.
Yeah, the fact that she put the line down the middle, like, of the side, put a fine line, and it's just like you can differentiate it. Like, that is something, because I didn't know, like, when I drew that up, I put the line down it, but I didn't know. I was like, you can tweak it however you need to to make it work the best. And then she added the, like, kind of the grips, like the bands around it. Like, she did that. I left that blank because I said, I want you to, you know, what do you think would look best?
Mm-hmm.
And then she added the shading. It's great.
Yeah, I'm glad, man. I'm glad it turned out the way it did. She's fantastic. It was kind of cool for me too to see like you creating art, and then she's seen a lot of your art, obviously, because you've done a lot of my tattoos. But for her to be able to, like, see you create the art, here's the art, send the art, and then for her to take the art and then tattoo the art on you, that was a cool thing. That was a real cool thing. Man,
it's the whole sausage process right there. Like, you see,
yeah. People say you don't want to see the sausage made. No, this is good sausage. I wanted to see it get made. Loved it. Tropical, we got to go to a question, right? Yep. Get that loaded question, man. Let's get there.
So this one is a broad thing. What's your dream sports job? It could be owner, general manager, scout, any of the coach, anything whatsoever. I mean, heck, it could even be player. I mean, all of us that played sports had the aspirations of being like a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, the most intriguing thing, because we talk about it every draft day, to be the GM would be really, really something, because, like, that's, number one, typically you're hiring at least the head coach, if not some of the position, but also finding the players, scouting the players, taking all the inputs, crunching through the data and stuff like that. Like, for me, it would be a GM or like one of the scouts that gets to go and watch these guys and to see your guy become what you saw as potential. Like, that's just, that would be very rewarding and fulfilling. Like, the coach, like, there's more glamorous positions, you know, the coach and the player, all that stuff, the owner. But like, for me, I side with an NFL GM, not just any sport. Like, baseball, I don't watch that much, and God knows you're having to go to everywhere to scout these guys to do it justice. Where, you know, the NFL, you're going to be typically focused on the Division One, and then have your scouts at Division Two, and you know, kind of farming those out.
Yeah,
yeah. Sonny Weaver, that's my dream job.
Oh, I Sonny love it. Weaver, I love it. Pancake eating mother effer. So that's a really tough question for me, because I know that obviously at one point I played, and I would have told you my dream job was to play, but in that, like, I took a shine to, obviously, Tecmo Bowl, which there wasn't a ton of, like, strategy or anything like that to Tecmo Bowl. You know what I mean? There just wasn't. You had a handful of plays, and hopefully the defense didn't pick the same play as you, right?
Yeah.
Joe Montana football on Sega is when I started finding, like, the game, I guess, theory is what you would call it, or the breakdown of the different plays and things like that, and got into that realm. And then, you know, obviously when Madden took off, I took off with it. And then I was really into more of the X's and O's of the game itself. But still obviously playing, but that's where I liked that part of the game so much. And I coached, you know, at a lower level for 14 years. And I loved that, but part of what I loved about that was coaching people up and bring them along and maybe helping them realize, or find a skill set that maybe they didn't know that they had, or help them develop those type of things. Love that. And then now, I mean, like I've had notebooks of players that I've watched in college for years. You know what I mean? Like that was something I took to, you know, starting when I was 12 years old, watching college football on Saturdays and writing players' names down that I liked when I was watching the games and things like that. Just, I love that. And that would probably be more in the scouting realm. I don't think that there's anything like within the NFL that I would say, boy, I don't think I'd want to do that. But when you'd say, what is your dream? You could pick anything you want. I'm Jerry Jones. Nice. And I'm not saying for the Cowboys. I'm saying he owns the S of a B, and he's also the GM. So he picks his players. He picks his coach. He is the end all be all of that franchise. Now that's when it goes sideways, obviously it ain't good for him, but that is what I would pick. Like I would want to be able to put all the different pieces together. I'd want to find the coach with that, the philosophy that I agree with. I would want to be able to, you know, talk with him about the pieces that he believes that he needs. And if we agree on the same philosophy that I believe that I need, and the unity between that, like I love the team aspect of football so much, but yeah, that would be, I would be Jerry Jones 100% if that was an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If here's your money, buy a team. Yes, I'm 100% Jerry Jones. Now, if it was something I could work up to, scouting to GM 100%, like that would be a dream too. But yeah, I would pick the coach. You know, I get to talk with the coach. Who do you think for coordinator? Talk to the coordinators. Who do you think about position coach? You know what I mean? Like just having that everybody kind of getting on the same page and putting it all together to hopefully put together, you know, a winning club. I would be Jerry Jones 100%.
Yeah. Who would be the coach you would hire, like, to be your head coach? Like, again, I'm not trying to say like, oh, everybody's available, but you know, if you had your pick,
boy, that is a great question. Oh man, that is a great question. That's a tough question to answer too.
Yeah.
So, boy, I mean, I think McCarthy's a hell of a coach. I think he should be coaching somewhere. I don't know if I'd pick him though. There's so many coaches that I've loved along the way. I love Herman Edwards.
Yeah.
I think Herman Edwards, I mean, he's got to have a role somewhere.
He is a teacher of football.
Yeah, 100%. I like Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
Mike Singletary. How do you not get motivated by a guy like Mike Singletary? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different guys. Yeah, well, yeah. Can't win with him. can't do it.
Play with 10.
Yep. Yeah. That's a really tough question.
I love Dan Campbell. Like, that mentality of toughness. Like,
yep.
Something like that would be more of where I'm looking at. I mean, longevity wise, you know, like Mike Tomlin has done a job. Granted, he stepped into a tremendous program, but did not. I've seen people step into tremendous programs, Barry Switzer, and take the stick and just drive it into the cliff.
You know. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Man, there's been so many good coaches over the years. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, I like the thought of grabbing two modes of thought, right? I love the thought of grabbing somebody that's established, somebody that's been a winner, somebody that's been there before, and that's where my thought goes with McCarthy.
Do you go offense or defense, like primarily, like on your head coach? Not saying that, like, the latest trends show that typically you would want to hire a more offensive-minded head coach. I mean, that's what the trends have been, because usually you can get a coordinator to, all right, I'm giving you this.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I, in my mind, I mean, I was a skill position player.
Yeah.
So I think I naturally, like, I think more offensive minded. Cause I mean, I played everywhere on the field, but my primary positions were middle linebacker and feature back. So you know what I mean? Like there, I was on both sides, but I had the offensive side of it to figure out how to rearrange and get the offense or the defense to, you know, the defense to show its tells and being able to, you know, bait them and all that type of thing. So I think I probably end up going offensive minded, but I have a more defensive minded like mindset where I'm like, you know what? Football is, you build it from the inside out. It starts up front. It starts with your, you know, center, guard, tackle. That's where you need to be dominant. That's how you win games. Like that. So like that's, and I don't know if McCarthy has that necessarily that same mindset, but that's,
he has the creativity to make.
Yeah.
That's the thing with him. The thing like with Campbell, just the toughness and being the player's coach is one of those. I'll tell you who someone I would like to see if they ever decide to go that route, because they're coaching their sons' like little league teams right now. It's a combo from Carolina. Greg Olsen and Luke Kuechly are coaching like their kids.
That's right.
And I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind seeing like Kuechly on the defensive side of the ball, like what he sees. I mean, now granted, depending on the level and the capability of your personnel, like your players, the way he processed plays is at a different level. Like that's, they don't just, you know, crank out Luke Kuechly's, you know,
no,
not to that level of his understanding of the game and his. But Greg Olsen in beating man, beating zone, like separation, angles, all these things, as well as blocking. Because I'll give Greg Olsen this. He didn't get enough credit for the blocker that he was on that Carolina team.
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, and like I was saying before, the schools of thought, you want a guy that has been there, has had some level of success, or do you look at the coaching ranks, which we don't see that very much anymore. We don't see a lot of guys getting plucked from colleges to get head coaching positions anymore. But
well, you've seen so many struggle. Like, if
yeah,
there are some success stories. I would say Jim and Pete are two that have went from college to the pros and had success at both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Pete's doing right now in Las Vegas.
Well, he's first year. He's building up, man. You got to give him time. I was going to say, if it was right now and Pete wasn't as old as he was, I love Pete, man. Love him. I'd take that. If it was any era, any time you pick, you know, the coach, I'd probably go Bill Parcells. I love Bill Parcells. So, and he's a tough mother F.
If I'm going any time, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, which is good too.
Yeah, his mind for the game, and that's the thing that kills me with the whole Jerry Jones thing, because it's not about winning to Jerry Jones; it's about getting the credit. Like everybody, you know, that you talk to off of that, it's like, yeah, Jimmy Johnson pulled that off, like, got that trade done, you know, put that before Jerry, and they hit, you know, accept, you know, yes, we will take all of these draft picks for Herschel, sure. Yeah. And that's one of the things that, you know, having ownership that can step aside and like, hey, I'm hiring these people to do this job, let them do this job. That's the one thing I see. And again, I'm not saying that you are that guy, but like, that's the knock against Jerry Jones is that, well, Jerry at the end of the day needs the credit.
Yeah.
Every success. Not the failures. That's probably somebody else down the line that, you know, messed that up. God forbid, you know, that it be, you know, me dorking around waiting to pay people and then, you know, losing out on players because I waited around and the market shot up when I could have paid them this. I ended up paying them three times that. So
oopsie doops. Yeah. That's best. I don't know how big of a Bill Parcells fan you are, but you remember you got a favorite Bill Parcells line?
I have to think about that one.
Okay. Because there's two Bill Parcells lines that always, like, whenever I think of him, that come to mind. And one was when he's talking about Terry Glenn. Refers to Terry Glenn as she.
Uh-huh.
It blows me away. And then the other, obviously, is the, if they expect you to cook the meal, you should be able to pick out some of the groceries.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it, man. Boy, good question. Good question.
I've been debating on when to just.
Yeah, no, that's good. There's a lot of options there. A lot of options. And then obviously we hit some side streets. So that was good, man. We'll put a nail in the question and move on to the mission. 7-minute mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms at J-A-N-D-J. Figures hopping their whatnot streams, man. They're throwing stuff all out there. I got everything you need. New, old, pre-order, exclusive, back catalog, front catalog, side catalog, Nudie Magazine Day. J&J has it. They got it all, man. Hop on their website, jjfigures.com. Get some collector coins. Buy as confidently as you possibly can, because they ship with care and they ship fast. You're going to get your figs. You're going to get them in the condition in which you ordered them. They're fantastic. Love J&J. Check them out. J-A-N-D-J Figures across social media and jjfigures.com. Tropical, what do we got?
So I'll start the clock now. The last time we covered Special Edition Series 4, it got an 85.5. This time we're covering Livewire Series 2. A lot of repackages, a lot of things we've seen before. Got a couple of new ones and a couple of little tweaks to things. But we'll start with the Big Valboski. You know, he's shaving Ryan's privates. That was one of the ones that I'll never forget. Like, he made the pun. We saw this one, I believe, in Superstars Series 7. Same figure, like just a repack. Got the towel, got a fire extinguisher, and a wrench, of all things, for the live wire. Got the purple and the pink tights. The pink looks almost fluorescent to me, mm-hmm. Kevin. I don't know if it...
Yeah.
I'm trying not to stare at his crank the whole time or anything.
Sure you are.
But got the towel, got a lot of things. We enjoyed it last time. It wasn't over the top, but, you know, it's a decent representation for a Jax line. That's the Sid body, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like the entire thing looks like Sid, except for the painting on the tights and the head, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Got the elbow pads, wrist tape, and everything. So we gave Val Venus a B-. I'm going to give you, I know, one of these, but X-Pac is next on here. We saw it, I believe, in the same Superstars line. If it wasn't Superstars Series 7, it was 6, but I believe it was 7 as well. Same fig. Yeah. Same fig. He's got some kind of blaster. DX blaster there or something like that they I think Triple H might have shot a white foamy liquid out of, you know, into the crowd on people. We'll just leave it that. You know,
yeah.
Leave it to your imagination.
Right.
Yeah. But he's got the signature X-Pac with the X with the arrows going down like the suck it sign with the Pac above it. Really great figure, good representation. This picture is a little lacking from the last one, but we gave it an A overall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go next to your favorite, your favorite Mark in the line. You want to take off with it?
Yeah, of course, man. Love this fig. I had the black and silver version of it. This is essentially a repaint of the black and silver. In my mind, it pops a little bit more, just based on the bandana type gimmick that he's got on. It says Marvelous across the top of it, and it's got the white lettering. There's a little bit of red through it. Got the TKO on the right leg, Marrow on the left leg. Love the, during this time he had those like boxers shorts on, not boxer shorts, but you know what I mean, for the pugilists. Great fig. Love this fig. They got the tattoo on there. I mean, this is Tropical. I mean, I'd probably give it an A+. I don't know what you give it, but fantastic fig.
An A+. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's an A+ because it's marvelous. Mark Merrow, Johnny B. I like the tape fist as well. Tape fist. They look really good. It looks like there's some texturing on there. Again, like I said, it doesn't get better than this fig.
Yeah. So you get effort on this one. You get effort on the next one. Mark Henry is a repaint of, I believe, Superstar Series 6. And the first time it was more of a black singlet throughout with the painting on the quads. And he had some of the details on the hat. If you lose the detail on the hat, you got the painting around the midsection and the shoulder on Mark Henry. But all in all, it kind of evened out to us. So last time with Mark Henry, we were in A-, which the hat would come off. Like, if that was removable, that was one thing I know we discussed. Mm-hmm. But through all, A- again. And then we'll go with the two new ones. This kludge piece of crap of a Shawn Michaels fig, we'll just say. You got the bottom half of the standard Shawn Michaels figs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only you didn't paint chaps. You just painted them with blue jeans, Kevin.
It's a big mess. It's a big
and
mess, man.
Put a vest.
put the vest. And the funny thing is that the photo that's on the packaging, he has a vest. It's just he's also wearing that white t-shirt underneath. So maybe if they put the white t-shirt underneath it, it might have helped. I'm not sure. Not going to help by painting the chaps just in blue jean colors. Like, that doesn't help. But Tropical, I did think of this now. I'm looking at this, and doesn't it look like maybe it's Barry Pepper playing Shawn Michaels in a movie? Doesn't it? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of got that Barry Pepper vibe to it. So yeah. We got the Heartbreak Pep.
Yeah, it's not great. You put elbow pads on him and no wrist tape, which is, I'm astounded. We gave this one a D- because that Shawn face would typically get a D, but because you just painted over the chaps, it was borderline on getting the grade. Sable, the recent Sable's the only thing that saved it from getting the F grade, so we gave it a D-. And last but not least, this is a new rock. Body type is incredible for this fig, but you put elbow pads on Shawn Michaels and you didn't on the Rock. That seems like a whoopsie doops.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a miss, man. It's a little bit of a miss, maybe more than a little bit of a miss. Like you said, the body type is perfect. I no complaints about the body type, no complaints about the sculpting of it at all. I know that I like this face a little bit more than you did, Tropical.
Yeah.
This face is an over-the-top caricature of a Rock face, and when you look at the packaging of the Livewire packaging, and you look at the Brahma Bull logo on the chair, there's so many similarities in it, and I know I'd asked you before we started the show, did they just use the same lines as the Brahma Bull and just transfer them over onto the Rock's forehead? Because it kind of looks that way to me.
Yeah, they could have done less accents on the raising of the eyebrow. Like, the caricature is one thing, but like, it just, you kind of went over the top. And on this one, we ended up settling because the body was perfect at a B. Overall, with 30 seconds to go, we had an 85.7 on this line.
Which is a really good grade. Yeah. Really good grade for a Jax, man. I do like that. I don't know why. I like the face of that Rock face, that over-the-top caricature looking Rock. I kind of like it, man. I kind of like it. But that is the mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms, J&J, J-A-N-D-J Figures, and hit their website. Get collector coins. Sign up for the mailing list, jjfigures.com. Tropical, did we hit it?
We did. We had 10 seconds to spare.
Nailed it. Nailed it, Tropical.
That's the mission. I stopped the clock.
love it, man. Nailed it. And we got trophies probably, right? We got to hit those trophies, Tropical.
Yeah, got some trophies. A lot from Minnesota. First off, OG was so excited. I told him, I said, you know, Molly got you something. He's like, and Kevin? I said, yeah. But he was very excited to see that. Thank you guys again for hosting, for Molly for feeding us. Thank you, Molly. We would have starved to death if it would have been left up to Kevin.
You would have been full of Rancho Loco, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I was going to say something else, but I'll let it go. This
better not.
But I got a few. Picked up some before the trip. Happened to find some on sale, and just went ahead and snatched them up. The most recent CM Punk Ultimate Edition.
Nice fig. Yeah.
They had a Target sale, and I happened to be at the other Target that I don't normally go to. Saw it, and then the AEW, the Kill Switch, the pay-per-view exclusive. Mm-hmm. It was on sale again. Most AEW figures are going on sale. That was something that popped on the radar. I think they're now $23.99 as opposed to $19.99 on the AEW figs.
The AEW figs are weird.
I think they've went up.
Aren't they searching for a license right now?
I believe so.
Okay.
Try to make what money they can, I'm sure.
Yep.
I don't know. Some of them that they produced, the most recent, what was it, Supremes? Like the Moxley sat there for forever. Mm-hmm. I think the last Omega that they had sat there for forever. Like just wasn't moving. Nobody was interested. I think the Sting, the CM Punk, a lot of people scooped those up. They were very solid figs. But the Moxley, like there was one head on it that was worth it. Wow. Anyway, that's a whole another can of worms. Pick those up from the Target. From you, we got several different things. The Marv Funko Pop OG has stolen. Like that's his now. That's just the way things are sometimes. Got the Stinger. Very excited to put that on the shelf. I kept handing it to Double T, just messing with him. Like, you know, at first, like, I said, don't do that. Like, I'll put it in my bag, but don't do it. Got DDP, got the Turtles, got Snake Eyes. Just a lot of fun stuff there. I know I've got to see if I've got the arms for this Build-A-Figure Shawn Michaels commissioner. That'll be another one going to Double T. It's part of his Monday Night Wars set. Trying to help him out there. But got the new tattoo from KT. It's one of my favorite ones, and like just incredible. Like,
yeah,
I catch myself like looking like, man, she really, like that line is super clean. Like that's something that I saw some tattoo artists that were posing like, hey, pay your age for flash tattoos. And I saw their tattoos. I said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I don't think it's worth it.
Right.
I don't think it's worth it. With KT, it's definitely worth it, but I don't think this other guy was worth it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. Got a couple of hats while I was there. Got the old school Timberwolves. So just, it was a good trip all around. Very nice, relaxing, needed, you know, time just hanging out with friends and, you know, eating mediocre Mexican food. You know, that's.
You're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch. Before I get into my trophies, I'll tell you this little side story here. I was at the office yesterday, and one of the gals in the office asked me how everything went on. She said, are you going to Rancho Loco tonight? And I said, what are you, new? Of course I am. And she goes, how did everything go last Saturday for you? And I said, great. I said, ton of people. I said, I didn't get a final head count, but I think Molly said there was, you know, could have been 30 people that showed up. And I said, which is, you know, a lot of people. And she goes, Kevin, that's a really small restaurant. And my eyes lit up and I said, don't you pick a fight with me over Rancho Loco because I will effing kill you. You should have saw the look on her face, Tropic, and I was around a couple other people in the office when I said that. I shut her down, Tropic.
I think total you were like right around 30. Like it was being like between 28 and 30, because I was counting the seats as we sat there and who sat where and all these things.
Yeah, so. Yeah, a lot of folks out there, but that was I got such a kick out of that. Seeing look on her face when I said that. I said, don't you ever disrespect my turf. Trophies is where we're at, right? Yeah, trophies. So, yeah. man, I got awesome stuff from you, Tropic Gal. Got the Foley sign, got the Foley sock. I got to figure out how to display that. I'm not 100% sure on how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm going to figure out a way and it's going to get displayed, man. 100%. Got, boy, the belt from my wife blew my balls off. Had no idea what I was opening up when I opened it up. And then there, I saw that new gen, belt. What do you call that? Cover, whatever it is. That was, oh boy. I was excited about that. That was amazing. Ton of other things, man. I'm sure I'm missing stuff here and there. PD brought me a JJ Rogue hat, which was hats off to him, man. Well done. He's PD's the man. I got some hats while we were at the mall. Always get some hats while you're at the mall. If you go to the mall, get some hats, man, because there is, I think, 5 different lid shops in that mall. They're going to have a hat for you somewhere at one of the levels. There's going to be a hat at the mall for you. So that was fantastic. Got my Blue Jays hat, got my Grizzlies hat, got my Bengals hat, man. Got my JJ Rogue hat. Just hats, man. I love them. Got to have them. So got the tattoo from KT. Right, that's a trophy, man. That turned out really well. I really like the way that ended up looking. I was shocked that Double T and I now have matching tattoos. That still kind of makes me laugh. But we got them, so that worked out nice. Tropical, man. What else? There. I'm losing things here. It was a birthday, so there's a lot of things came in. I got the Foley figs from you. Got this Abisco fig from you. Got that. You watch it.
I was just it for you.
I know I haven't moved it yet because it looks very funny to me. So I just kind of left it. No, it was a birthday, man. So a lot of things moving and shaking. I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff. We stopped at that Punch Out and we got some mystery boxes. There were a lot of cool stuff in the mystery box, man. That was a fun time. I picked up a couple of boxes of cards last night, pulled some awesome stuff. I think awesome stuff. I got a case hit. You informed me what a case hit was, which was totally cool for me. Never seen that. Got an auto card, got some numbered cards. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. A lot of trophies came in, which obviously can be expected around that birthday time, man. That's for sure. And if I forgot anything, man, I apologize. I appreciate everything that I got. I appreciate all the relationships that I've been able to have. So that's a trophy for me, man. Having good friends is a huge trophy for me, man. Love you guys. Absolutely love you guys. Anything else, Tropical? Anything else that you can think of?
I'm drawing a blank on, like, as far as trophies, so we can wind it down with the shouts and everything like that. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. You can find the channel page at GBWPods. You can find the sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast. I didn't put it on the lawn, but your review of 11 to 12 sucked. Like, yours and your predictions for 7 to 8 sucked. Like, just terrible.
Are you out of your mind?
Do better.
What are you, out of your
Savio
mind?
Savio is terrible. Nobody likes Savio. Even
I love Savio. I love him. You son of a bitch.
But no, the Year of Duke and Rogue, you guys are kicking off WrestleMania 7 to 8. Very exciting times. This is a very ingrained, like, fond year of wrestling as far as you get Nate in the WWF. Mm-hmm. Do you know how long? Yeah. I mean, that was true. Like, Nate in his promos before this, like, everybody else trying to get out of New York, I'm trying to get in. Like, just, he was alluding to something here, and you get that this season. Like, there is something about, you know, that era of wrestling, you know. And yes, is it all going to be as good as, you know, we hold it in our brain? Possibly not. But there's going to be things that, you know, you catch that, like, this added to my fandom. This made me want to watch more. So I'm very excited for this season of Duke and Rogue. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. On Instagram, GBW Pods. ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain for officially licensed merch. Just a quick shout out, Ted, these videos you send us, I appreciate more than you know. Like, you crack me up. I've got to get to work on your graphic for Kevin.
Take it easy now.
his gopher graphic, like, that's I'll have to sketch something up once I finish the year of the new logo for them. That's going to have to be in the works. Like, I've got some ideas coming. But Ted, Manny, appreciate, love you guys, all you do. Johnny C. Johnny C's Halloween costume was Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Makes sense.
He's doing the superintendent of the golf course, and he's got the hose with a little gopher, and he's got the camo like boonie hat on, like
beautiful,
crawling up to it. Great, great stuff. I said, well, now I've got to do it. One of those where Bill Murray looks like this, you know, like all cross-eyed and everything. So that's going to be Johnny's new contact photo on my phone. I have a feeling like this.
Yep, yep.
But appreciate you, Dougie Nunya. KT, like, just KT and Brandon, like her husband, fantastic, fun people, delightful yep. people.
Yep.
Kevin likes to have Brandon around because that's one of the few men that he's a little taller than. So.
True.
But I mean, just we're a delight to meet. Again, tremendous artist, everything like that. She has a keen eye. Fantastic people. The Jays, appreciate you guys. Just continued like success as I wear my J&J figures boggin here on my head there just for Kevin. But I hope you guys continue the success you have, like the warehouse, like that. It seems incredible. Like things, the arrow's pointed straight up for you guys, and I hope you guys go to the moon, man. Like it's fantastic what you're doing, and the care and the, I know everything that you put behind your, I say it, your work. Whenever you're shipping out these figs, like you're shipping it as you would want it to be shipped. And in a world where, I mean, I've bought figs off eBay. I know Kevin's bought figs off eBay from other manufacturers, from other retailers that thrashed is an understatement.
100%.
The care that they put into this is something else. Like, customers are always first. They care because they are collectors. So shout out to the Jays. Appreciate you guys. We need to have you on again soon.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. And I'll double down, man. MF for Ted, those videos, just they're just the best, man. I can't, like, when I look down and I see a text from MF for Ted come through, I get excited, right? I just get excited when I see it's a video. I just get that much more excited, Tropic. I love those videos. Keep on trucking, Big Daddy. You keep rolling on, my man. Manny, hope you're doing well, man. All things up, Manny. The Jays, obviously, always thank the Jays. Love the Jays. Man, great, great shout out to KT and her husband, man. KT's fantastic, man. I can't wait to go see her again. She does unbelievable work. Tropical, my buddy is at the Wizards, man. Double T. Brundlefly, Tony, myself, HK, you can catch us every Monday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. There's probably another time zone where it's another, I don't know, London time.
5
it's
Mountain, 4 Pacific, 12. How about that?
5 Mountain, 4 Pacific, 19 Russian. I don't really know. But we gotta figure out this time zone stuff one of these days. And then, Tropical, my wife, man, is so amazing, so fantastic. What a wonderful person, man. I am as lucky as a man could be. She pretty much put this all together to have you guys out. Was excited to have you guys out, was happy to have you guys out, man. She is absolutely fantastic. So I just want to say big thank you to my beautiful wife. That's all I got, Tropical. With that, I think we'll probably close this one out. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us. Take the time. Big thanks to anybody that participated in the birthday extravaganza. Man, that was awesome. It meant a lot to me. Kick people off the lawn, man. Welcome people to your lawn. You know what to do. You judge them. You kick the bad ones off. You welcome the good ones, right? People say don't judge people. No, I say that's wrong. You judge every single person you meet. That's how you decide who's going to be on your lawn and who's going to be off your lawn. Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to get fired up. Not going back to the lawn. Anyways, with that, everybody. Thank you very much. Be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.